Good morning. You are listening to KCAW Raven Radio. In the studio with me this morning, it is a action-packed studio. I got, five people in here right now. I don't think I've ever seen this many people inside. Well, who we have in the studio, we have Chris Ann, Jeff, Tony, Ambra, and Tamara. And they're all in to speak about an event that's happening next week, the conversation, a community conversation where cultures meet. So why don't we get the nitty-gritty stuff out of the way with Jeff and Chris Ann. That's what you're here for. Tell us the details.
Okay, so I think this was Chris Ann's idea, and there's seven different exchange students from around the world here, and we'd like to have an opportunity for them to get a chance to meet Maura Sitkins and Sitkins to get a chance to meet them. And then I'm here, I guess, representing Rotary. And Rotary International has been doing youth exchange since the 1920s, and now since the 1950s, it's really taken off. And in 1972, I'm just quoting from their material, the Rotary International directors recommended youth exchange to clubs worldwide as a worthwhile international activity, and today there's more than 8,000 youth exchange students travel abroad in 80 different countries. And the idea is they develop lifelong leadership skills, learn a new language and culture, build lasting friendships with young people around the world and become a global citizen. And I think the other part is it makes people aware that we're more alike than we are different.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, actually, Jeff, I think it was your idea, but that's okay. I used to be a Rotarian back in the olden days, and now I volunteer a lot with AFS, Student International Exchange. Even hosted a Rotarian exchange student a number of years ago. We were talking about a year ago and thought it'd be a great idea to convene all of the exchange students from all the programs in a very informal setting so that they could share more of themselves in a deeper way than just casually with casual questions, and came up with this community conversation where our cultures meet. And as Jeff said, while we come from different countries that have different boundaries, we might look different, speak different languages, when you peel all of that first layer off, we really are quite similar. The event is next Friday night, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Community House, which is the perfect place to be, as all cultures are welcome there. We are encouraging people to kind of like look up something online and maybe bring a dessert from one of the countries that you'll hear about and come join them for some fun, entertainment, and thoughtful questions and dialogue.
Excellent. And that's a free event. Anyone who wants to show up can come on in?
You bet. Perfect. Anyone and everyone, families, those who might be thinking of hosting a family, a student in the future, especially. Students in high school, your friends, neighbors, travelers out there, you know Sitka, everybody.
Definitely. Perfect. Well, awesome. Well, thank you for those details. And I'm going to swing it over to, goodness, I guess the main stars of the show. No pressure.
It's our time to shine.
Yeah, it's your time to shine. So I'll introduce you guys again. I have Tony, Ambra, and Tamara. Thank you guys for all coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So why don't we start with, again, those nitty-gritty details. Where are all of you from? Why don't we start with you, Tony?
Okay, I'm from China, and I've been here like every Tuesday night. Yeah, I did some songs here. Yeah, so yeah, Raven Radio Club is pretty familiar to me, and this is not going to be the first time you guys hear my voice.
Awesome, you're old hat at this. All right, Ambra, where are you?
I'm from Bosnia and Herzegovina. It's in Southeastern Europe.
Okay.
And I've been here in Sitka for almost 6 months.
Okay.
So this is pretty exciting.
Have you been on the radio before?
No.
Oh, welcome.
This is my first time.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And Tamara, where are you coming in from?
Well, I am from Bolivia, the center of South America. I have also been here for like 5 months probably, and this is my second time in the radio.
Well, so done. You're doing great.
Thank you.
So all of you, you're here just for the school year?
Yes.
So you're only going to get a little peek at a Sitka summer, which it's really just sunny. No heat waves. We don't really sunbathe on the beach too much.
About 2 weeks. We get about two weeks.
About 2 weeks? Okay, well, that's better than nothing.
Yeah.
So are each of you, which schools are you all attending? So I think you, Tony, you're with Mount Edgecombe?
Yes, I'm in Mount Edgecombe.
Okay. What about you two ladies?
We're at Sitka High School.
Sitka High School. Excellent. So for this event, you three will all be presenting. Are there other students who are on exchange programs besides you three?
Yes. In the AFS program, we have Yuli, that she's from Bulgaria. Mm-hmm. Then we have Nisreen from Thailand. And we have Mohan from India, but right now he's not in Sirka, so yeah.
He had to go home for family matters?
Yeah, kind
okay.
of.
Okay. And so that's all, you said that's all AFS?
AFS.
Yes, and yeah. then there's some Rotary folk as well. Excellent. Awesome. So for this event that we're having, you all are having next week, what kind of things are you planning to share? Do you have any kind of things that you want to make sure like the Sitka community knows about where you're from?
Well, we're happy to answer all the questions we get.
Okay.
Some of us would probably represent food, traditional music. Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll try to do our best and show people everything that we have.
Perfect. Yeah, and like Chris Ann said, this is supposed to be more of a conversation.
Yes.
So you're not going to be up there doing a song and dance necessarily yeah. for our entertainment. We're there to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Have there been questions that your fellow students you feel like have been always seem to ask you, or anything that people seem to have already been curious about for where you're from?
Well, they have asked me a lot of interesting questions. I always get surprised, like, a little bit more every day. Like, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, probably, they asked me, hey, Tamara, do you speak Mexican? And I was like, do you even Spanish? Yeah, Dad. And I was like, yeah, sure.
Good job.
So fun.
Yeah, not a lot of people know where my country actually is.
Yeah.
So I've gotten a lot of questions about that. And I'm very happy to answer all the questions. It doesn't matter if they're, you know, funny or weird. We answer all of them.
Yeah, they're all coming from a place of curiosity.
Yeah.
So, excellent. What about you, Tony?
Also, like, especially, I think, the native kids, they're from all around Alaska. They got more questions for me. And, yeah, it is all interesting. Like, the first question, I think it's the most frequently question is, like, do you guys eat dogs in China?
Oh, my goodness.
I say, yes, we do. Yeah, but how did you know that? They just, ask everything, you know. So,
yeah, especially with Mount Edgecombe, you have students from all over the state, from, some of them very small villages. So it's pretty cool on both ends of the spectrum. So how did each of you decide that you wanted to do an exchange program? What was each of your inspiration for leaving home and coming pretty darn far away?
Well, for me, I wanted to become more, you know, independent, mm-hmm. like to understand who I am and what I want in life. Because something that I really know about America is that here you learn how to do your stuff since you're really young. In my country, we have maids in our house, for example. So before coming here, I never washed the dishes. I never washed my clothes or like cook for myself. Mm-hmm. And I like that when you're an exchange student, you don't have someone that will make all that stuff for you. So you have to learn how to do yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to learn, like, take all and survive with that. And I really like it because I'm going to college in a year and I want to feel prepared for life. And I think that an exchange student prepares you for how is the world outside your comfort zone.
Oh, very much so. That's a great reason. What, Ambra, what about you?
Well, I think all of us have heard about the United States of America. It's a huge deal. And then you hear about an exchange program and you say, I'm going to do it. I will try.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're all very lucky that we got to meet United States, but also a very special place in the United States, because because it's just, you can't see stuff like this in Sitka everywhere. So, yeah.
Yeah. Tony, what about you?
For me, it's more like, because I've been planning on studying in the U.S. for a long time, mm-hmm. for college. Yeah. Because my dad is a musician, and I remember when I was 10, I fell in love with the kind of music. It's called the blues. Yeah, and it is technically from the United States of America. But when I heard this program, but it's the state of Alaska, I know it's the most unique state of the U.S. Mm-hmm. And so everything will be different, and I would love to try the experience. And yeah, and I love Alaskan culture. And yeah, it's sort of like before I planning study here, I got more experience of American culture.
Excellent. Yeah, I was thinking with like Tamara, what you were saying of like learning how to be independent and do all these different things yourself. Goodness, yeah, here in Alaska and in Sitka, you get the full spectrum of that. Of yeah, you're going to wash your own dishes. You're going to go fish and catch your own dinner. You're going to do all these things. So you got it's definitely an interesting experience you guys have here. You're all happy you made the decision?
Yes. Very happy.
Excellent. And so Tony, you said you're planning to come back to the United States to study for school. Ambra and Tamara, do you think you'll be coming back to the U.S. or to Sitka after?
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah, same. I mean, colleges in the United States are really expensive, so I'm like looking for a scholarship in the States. Mm-hmm. But I really do want to study in Washington, and it's like close to here to Alaska, so I could come and visit my friends because I will miss them a lot.
Yes. Sitka seems to be one of those places that once it gets in your system, it's kind of hard to leave.
You cannot take it out.
Thinking about the day I'm gonna leave. And I get very sad.
Don't think about it. You still got 6 months.
I know.
I don't even think about it because I know that I'm going to start crying. And I'm like, no, tomorrow, no. Crying is for the week. No.
Well, I'm glad that you feel welcomed into Sitka. And goodness, next week on Friday, the 1st, 6:30 to 8:30, we'll be at the Shikaquan Nakahiri. And goodness, then everyone else in Sitka gets the experience that I just had of talking with you wonderful three people and your counterparts, your four other counterparts?
Three.
So all six of you on stage having a conversation and learn a little bit more about each other. Excellent. Well, thank you all so much for coming in. And we will see you on stage next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.